This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the number of Walgreens stores that are closing. The AP's Shelley Adler.
Trying to turn around a struggling U.S. business that led to a $3 billion quarterly loss, Walgreens has announced it will close about 1,200 locations over the next 3 years. The drugstore chain says 500 of its estimated 8,500 stores will close in the U.S. during the current fiscal year. Rival CVS Health is wrapping up a three-year plan to close 900 stores. Another major chain, Rite Aid, emerged from a bankruptcy reorganization earlier this year after cutting its store count down to about 1,300 locations. Drugstore chains have been dealing with more competition from online retail giant Amazon, along with Walmart and Target. I'm Shelley Adler.
Florida residents are trying to get things back to some sort of normal after Hurricane Milton hit. The AP's Jennifer King with how that's going.
Florida counties struck by Hurricane Milton are returning to a semblance of normalcy this week. Neighborhoods with severe damage will take longer to recover. But now gas stations are reopening, students are returning to school, and electricity has been restored to most areas. 3.4 million homes and businesses lost power in the hurricane. A little over 180,000 customers in Florida are still dark, according to PowerOutage.us.
National security officials are more and more worried about what is said to be collaboration between criminal hackers and governments like Russia, China, and Iran. Those governments are leading cyber espionage and hacking operations against adversaries like the U.S. That's according to a new report from Microsoft. Most mainstream economists say Donald Trump's policy proposals won't beat inflation, as he says they would. Many economists don't much like Kamala Harris's economic agenda either. This is AP News. Wait till you hear about this big pumpkin. Really, really big pumpkin.
In Northern California, a giant pumpkin named
Rudy
weighed in at 2,471 pounds. He beat his competitor by...
Leader by 6 pounds, Travis Diener from Minnesota.
But it wasn't easy.
I had the world record at 2,749, so obviously don't set out to not beat it. But to win this event... I mean, that's incredible. I mean, we did not have the right weather year to do it. So to be up here on this stage with my family and friends is awesome.
Rudy's next stop.
Rudy.
Will be in Southern California, where a team of professional carvers will do a 3D carving on it at a Halloween event. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Gas is holding steady at $3.20 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.